Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, April 12th. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a very real threat from members of his party to strip him of his gavel. Some conservatives aren't happy with how he's handled some policy decisions. So Johnson's heading to Mar-a-Lago today to get in the de facto party leader's good graces. CNN's Elena Treen has more on what to expect from Johnson's joint press conference with former President Donald Trump.
Now, I am told from some of Donald Trump's senior advisors that the goal of this event today is to really focus on what they are calling so-called election integrity. And part of that is really this emphasis on state proposals and lawsuits that would allow ultimately non-citizens to vote in the election. But I want to be very clear here. There is already a federal law in place that bans non-citizens from voting in elections. But this is really something we've seen Donald Trump and Republicans focus heavily on ahead of November.
This is all happening while Trump is set to stand his first criminal trial in New York in the hush money case on Monday. If you need a debrief on the case, check out this Sunday's episode of One Thing. Arizona has become the epicenter of the abortion rights debate this week, and the Biden campaign is hoping to capitalize on it. On Tuesday, the state's Supreme Court upheld a Civil War-era law that bans pretty much all abortions in the state at any time of pregnancy, except when the mother's life is in danger. Vice President Kamala Harris will be speaking at an abortion rights event in Arizona later today. She's expected to describe the ban as one of the biggest aftershocks yet following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Yesterday, President Joe Biden's campaign launched a new abortion-focused ad in the state.
Your body and your decisions belong to you, not the government, not Donald Trump. I will fight like hell to get your freedom back.
Even Trump has said the Arizona law goes too far. The Israeli military says an aid convoy entered the northern Gaza Strip through a new crossing from Israel for the first time yesterday. But they didn't say exactly where the crossing happened or how many trucks came in, and CNN asked for more details. Here's the spokesperson for the Israeli military, Daniel Hagari, yesterday.
All of these efforts are due to close coordination with international partners and aid organizations to maximize our combined humanitarian efforts.
The top U.S. humanitarian official said Wednesday it's credible to assess that famine is already happening in parts of Gaza. And the EU's top diplomat has accused Israel of, quote, using starvation as a weapon of war. 13-year-olds in the European Union and the UK can now use WhatsApp, and Meta's getting some serious pushback. The company is lowering the minimum user age from 16 to 13. It says the switch will make its rules consistent across the world, including the US. But critics have described the change as tone-deaf and irresponsible. It's not the first time Meta's come under fire for its age policies. And in the past, it's been criticized for planning to lower the minimum age for its virtual reality headsets to 10 years old. CNN reported last year that internal communications show Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has repeatedly gone against attempts to improve the well-being of teens on Facebook and Instagram. A 4-day work week in the U.S. might be around the corner for some companies. That's next. What if every weekend was a 3-day weekend? CNN's Matt Egan explains the findings of a new study out this week that shows some U.S. companies are considering shrinking the work week.
We do know that a lot of companies, they're desperate right now to attract talent and also keep the workers they have before they get burned out. And so maybe that's why this KPMG survey found that 30% of CEOs of large companies say they are exploring shifts in schedule, including a 4-day or 4.5-day work week to try to address burnout.
The CEO of the company behind the survey says it's not likely this switch will happen in the near term and that it's in the experimental phase. But there's research from Europe and the US that suggests a 4-day work week would benefit not just worker well-being, but productivity as well. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and if you want a lighter look at the world, join us tomorrow for the next edition of 5 Good Things. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.